Okay, here we go. Here it is. This is it. Welcome to Season 2 of the Biz for Good Show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good Show podcast is a fun and adventurous series that explores business, socialpreneurs, startups, nonprofits, and promotes that the true secret to success is love.
Nope, don't do that. Bring it over. Nope, don't click that. Bring back the old other one. Now pull it over to the live.
You're up.
In the middle stuff. Remember the middle stuff. Yes. Welcome to the Biz for Good Show. Welcome, welcome. Oh, technology. This is why we do it live, because it's so much more fun.
Fun.
Welcome to the Biz for Good Show. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington. Pickle, aka Pickle.
Hey, that's
only
right.
His close friends.
I got fanboys, fan people.
Fan people in the house. Welcome to Founders Roundtable today for episode 54. There was some confusion, but we have for sure shown that it is 54, right?
Verification.
That's what it's called. Verification. There has been verification. It is 54. Welcome to the show. What do you got to say, Ryan?
Yeah, welcome to the Biz for Good Show. This is a podcast where we sit down with awesome people, and today we sit down with the founders of EFL Roundtable, EFL 360. These are powerful entrepreneurs that are moving and shaking the world and teaching and passionate, and we'll be sitting down and talking with Jay Taylor and Kevin Taylor. They're
no relation,
yeah. But they are awesome nonetheless. And we're going to be talking, what does the ROI of Be Good, Do Good look like?
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Practice what we preach, baby.
Yeah, and so with EFL 360, we have the roundtable each. It's the fourth Thursday of every month.
Yep.
We sit down and chat.
You keep talking. I'm going to talk to Michelle for a second.
Oh, okay. So we like to give our listeners a chance to learn some education and how to apply business principles in today's ever-changing marketing and business climate. And we'll go ahead and turn it over to Bobby to do some partnerships.
Turn it over to Bobby. He's coming. I chose to put her as far away as we possibly could to make it more interesting. See, when there's movement and stuff, people like that. We've done a lot of research. What?
Especially in a podcast.
We're videoing it too.
We're here to confuse you.
Yeah, what did you say I was doing?
Doing partnerships.
Oh, partnerships. Oh, we love our partners, EFL. Imagine that, EFL360.com. EFL360.com, entrepreneurs, founders, leaders. If you're an entrepreneur, a founder, a leader, if you want to learn some tools, if you want to connect to like-minded, amazing, powerful people doing amazing, wonderful things in the world, come check out EFL360.com, especially EFL360 Weekly. Every Thursday from 4 to 6 o'clock in the Miller Corporate Partnership building on the third floor in room 333.
Can't forget
that number.
Come
check us out. The ultimate networking meeting where it is. Wow, I'm out of breath.
Don't pass out, man.
I got a little too excited. Sorry. We do, what do you call it, networking?
Ultimate
networking.
Guided networking.
That's the word. Boy, good thing there's good people here. Guided networking, and also
they're guiding you.
And they're guiding you. That's the whole point of the net. Yeah, that's the whole point, Ryan. That's why it works. It's a beautiful thing. Also, speakupspeakers.com. Speak Up, where they entertain, inspire, and educate. The whole mantra is about your message and pulling it out of you and connecting with people and making an impact when you speak instead of just getting up and telling people some data. SpeakUpSpeakers.com. They meet every second Thursday. Check it out at SpeakUpSpeakers.com.
Amazing, awesome, cool, radical,
sweet,
dang goodness.
Oh, I like you. Need to do more voices, Ryan. You do good voices. You need
I'm
to
here from Russia. You know, yeah. We're here to talk about Instagram.
Instagram, are we?
I don't know.
Oh, that's not on the agenda.
I'm doing more Instagram stuff, so you see videos from me.
Oh, that is right.
So,
yeah, that's cool. We need to get in on that.
So, if you want to buckle up and join us for this crazy ride called the Biz for Good Show podcast, you can find us on Facebook.com and Twitter and Instagram.
And it is time to welcome our amazing guest. Come on to the show, gentlemen. Woo! Welcome, Jay and Kevin. Woo! Oh.
You know what I love about coming on this show?
What's that?
I get to applaud for myself when I show up on camera.
That's right.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure.
We like to
see
feed
you
the ego. That's what we're
feed the ego. Is that what it
feed
is?
Away. Feed away. Second helping.
Second helping. Feed the ego. Oh, well, I'm excited for today because this is kind of a fun topic. I mean, we're going to really dive in to our whole mantra of be good, do good, and why that's important. It's the whole premise of this show is that we really believe that it's sad that nobody's talking about doing good as a business model. And we're going to blow this thing up, guys. Are you ready to give us your wisdom and connect to the audience and let them know that, hey, there's a reason for this thing?
We have the man.
You know, wisdom's on my left. That's all I'm saying.
So wisdom, let's start out. So with the title, how do you get an ROI from this be good, do good mantra that we talk? Take it away, either one of you. That
you can
really
do paper, rock, scissors.
Oh, wait, this is podcast. We're not supposed to leave dead air. Is that what's going on?
We do that way too.
Yeah, we do it all the
again,
time.
Again, I'm here for the food.
Oh, man, I meant to put some catering. M&Ms. I went to put some M&Ms out for you this time.
Catering? Where's catering?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is a great question, and this really relates right to our why. Why be good? Why do good? And what is the expected ROI of that? So much around why we do anything in business, and starting with why is, well, what do we get for it? What's the return? And people ask that question, well, why should I do it? And I think we need to discuss and talk about, what does the ROI of be good, do good look like? Does it look like happy employees? Does it look like happy customers? Does it look like a sustainable business? Does it look different in the short term and the long term? The more we can see that, because it may be an ROI that's not as definable as if I raise my prices, what's my ROI going to be? Oftentimes that's more quantifiable, that's more measurable, it's more quick measurement. Where if I'm out doing good, if I'm out being good, if that's how I show up in the world, is there an ROI?
You know, I want to say there is.
Okay.
I do. Partially because that's what the show's about, and I've got to agree with that, but but not entirely.
Okay.
Leave it to Kevin. He always throws it out there.
His check cleared.
Got to support Ryan.
Awesome.
No, it's I look at Be Good, Do Good, and the thought comes to me, you can short-term, if you're talking just short-term, you can make money, you can, I'll use the word be successful, even though I think there's a lot that's, wow, we got somebody, we got some audience participation.
Yeah, we got
here.
Audience participation.
Wow. okay, Bob Barker, tone it down. Yeah.
But short-term, you can make money without doing good. In fact, you can make money doing bad. You know, I'm trying to remember if I shared it here or where I shared it, but I talked to someone who was a salesperson for, I don't want to get into the exact store, but basically this store would bring in sales reps and say, okay, now that you're working here, we want you to go through your contact list, call everyone you know, your mom, your brother, your sister, your friends, people you knew in high school, tell them to come buy from you right now and get this, you know, because you're on commission, they're going to be helping you, and they will go through that person's entire Rolodex. Does anybody still have those anymore? But
I've heard of that term.
Yeah. It's on my internet.
Yeah, that's a trivia question.
Yeah. And as soon as they have burned through the contacts,
done,
they kick that salesperson out and they bring somebody else in to repeat the process.
Wow.
Short term, as that salesperson, you're going to make some money. You're going to sell product. You're going to bring people in. But you're spit out as soon as it's done, which is the
not
exact
sustainable
opposite of be good, do good. Mm-hmm. It's be bad, get bad, and
be done.
And be done, yeah.
And there's lots of people that do make lots of revenue with that kind of a business model.
Yeah.
We're not saying that you can do bad and not make money, because you absolutely can. There are plenty to do, but not sustainable and not a way. Well,
yeah.
So you can sleep at night for one.
So here's the thing, though. The next time you need what that company sells you, are you going back there?
No.
I'm going to find somebody else, because they brought my friend in. They chewed through them. They spit them out the back end. And when I need to replace that, I know where I'm not going. Absolutely. I may not know where I am going, but I know where I am not going. And if any of my other friends ask me where to get, I am telling, I don't care where, just don't go here. Because you know what they did, Jay? Do you know what they did to him? Oh my gosh, you would not believe this. It was awful. And, you know, so I look at that short term. Yeah, you know, you flare, but I think long term doing good is really the key to promoting long term success and to having something that endures more than, you know, a couple months.
So I would say the first takeaway in terms of a business model that has do good, be good as a mantra is that it creates strong relationships. It's relationship oriented. It's about building
not only customer relationships, but employee relationships and vendor relationships, all of that inclusive.
Which matter.
Because sometimes somebody is outward focused. They get this, they put this pretty shell on for the clients, and then they treat the employees like complete crap.
But that comes through. That ultimately comes through. The footprint we leave is bigger than the outline of our foot. It really is. It impacts. It has a ripple effect. It goes throughout. And when we don't treat, and that's where Kevin's story started with, was the employees, how they churned and burned, right?
Yeah.
And what they did. It doesn't create relationships internally or externally. So I think how be good, do good looks like, what it looks like in the community, what it looks like in a business, is it looks like healthy relationships. It looks like long-term relationships. And I'm going to throw the T word in there. It looks like trust.
Trust.
Mm. And
I'm surprised you didn't throw love in there too.
It looks like care, compassion, love. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you look at, you know, PC laptops, and now, you know, that we love, you know, we love you. That That's look at how long they've been in business. Look what they are still doing in a world that doesn't do business in brick and mortar anymore.
Yeah.
And they're selling laptops by loving people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Openly.
It still works.
Mm-hmm.
But they found a model that they understood that going to get your PC service was a pain in the patootie.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you didn't feel like you were dumb. Like, I walk in and I'm like, damn, I feel like a dummy. You know, my button's not working. But when I walked in there one time, everybody says hi to you. Like, the whole office goes berserk. Hello. And I'm like, hello.
How's everybody? You know, when be good, do good is a part of the culture. Yeah. You can feel it everywhere.
Yeah. So think about that. Think of the perception of hearing it and the perception of feeling it. And do we want the culture of our organization, our business, to be something that people feel? And they just feel good doing business with us. So another ROI, I mean, legitimately, of be good, do good, is how we make people feel. How do we make them feel? Wanted. You know, not a dummy, you know, whatever it is under the circumstances, accepted, cared. Welcomed, cared for.
Loved for. Uh-huh. Loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think there is a sudden change? I mean, has it been always, shouldn't, you know, back 20 years ago, wasn't that a thing to be good?
But there was an attitude that if I'm a merchant, I'm better than you. If I'm a merchant, I, you know, exclusivity, I have something, you need it, and it. We didn't look at it that way. People weren't looking at the long term.
Do you think since we've gotten more transparency in our business that level of goodness has to meet that transparency?
It does. At least it has to be that transparent. We can tell when somebody's full of crap now. We are so bombarded to so much noise, and everybody's trying to tweak their message to make the magical message instead of just being authentic.
Can I share a real-time story that is worldwide impact? So L'Oreal Cosmetics, a leader in the field, hired and released an ad put together a couple of weeks ago where they had the first model ever come out and be a focal point of a model of an ad where her hair and head were covered because of the garment that she wore. And it was phenomenal. Oh, it was about inclusivity. It reached women in every corner of this earth, of every culture, and what a way to embrace. And it was about being good and doing good and feeling good and not judging. And then somebody took a look at this lady's tweets from the last 2 years, and she is a hater. Yeah. And she absolutely is not about inclusivity. She's about exclusivity, and she's about racial discrimination and many things. And it absolutely, that transparency that's there today killed what looked like it was going to be one of the most successful campaigns they've ever had. It rocked the world.
One rotten apple.
Yeah, so that transparency is there whether we embrace it or not. Sorry. So
you have to be.
You know, the thing that is so sad about that is here's a company trying to do good. They're trying to create this thing that is open and invites more people than just your traditional, you know, supermodel look. And, you know, they have something just blow up in their faces like that. That's the sad part about it.
The crazy part, too, in this day and age is it just takes one little bitty thing to destroy everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see it. It's amazing to me now when we see one person says the wrong thing one time and they no longer have a career. Takes with me, the exception of Mr. Trump.
Takes me back to the to the four agreements. The first one is word, the power of your word. Four agreements, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a, so doing good with your
words.
But why do they go to that part?
The poison of words instead of the good.
And that's kind of why I created this show and wanted you guys to come along, is I wanted to focus businesses that are focusing on good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just making a better ripple effect, I believe, than these haters and trolls. And
so, again, another ROI.
We love
be
them
good,
too,
do
though.
Good
just because we don't want to
is
be
ripple effect.
We love everybody.
Ripple effect.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge thing. And can a ripple effect be measured? It can. Can it be seen? It can. You know, the other thing is there are business models that are built around second chances. So kind of talking about this even differently and going a deeper diver, think of the buy here, pay here credit model for the auto industry and other things that are extending second chances. So in this world of transparency, where we may do things ignorantly or we have a bad day or something, but it's not part of who we are, is a be good, do good business model possibly one of second chances, one of non-judgment, one of acceptance.
Yeah.
You know, I've made mistakes. I have. I still want to be accepted. I still want to go forward. I still want to have opportunity.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there is a lot to that second chance business model. You know, I, in my work as a college instructor, I read a lot of business plans where the students are presenting this, you know, I want to be able to give people a second chance. I want to hire former convicts. You know, I want to hire people who paid their debt and now are out and are pariah to so much of society, but you know, I want to give them a chance. And I think that's really a good thing to do. At the same time, another point of be good, do good is you've got to do good for the company as well. And be good, do good can't be at the expense of
the company,
your company, and your dream. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people might mistakenly look at be good, do good as I have to give everything away. Whenever a customer asks me for something extra, I got to do it, and I don't charge. And I, you know, just. But really, be good, do good has to flow both directions. It has to be, I'm going to do good for my company. I'm going to do good so that I can still employ these people, because if I give away the farm, I can't keep anybody on the payroll, and I can't serve any more customers if I'm gone. And so while you're doing good, you have to do it in a sustainable way that doesn't endanger your livelihood at the same time. And I think it is possible. I don't think you have to just be good, do good on a give it all away basis. I think you can be good intelligently. Is that the right way to say it?
Mm-hmm. There was something that was brought up in a entrepreneur meeting where this guy was just donating a lot of his time trying to do that be good, do good attitude, and he was treading water. He wasn't getting anywhere because he was just too busy in everything. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't, you know, he couldn't say no to us. And he felt like if he said no, it was a bad, bad thing. So sometimes you got to walk that.
I think that's where be good, do good is such a simple mantra, and it means so much more than I think. Just be good, do good. Because like you said, doing good for your business is a way to help your employees, is the way to help the economy. I mean, though, that is very important. And we look at be good, do good is supposed to be this selfless thing that I'm supposed to, you know, be, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a slave, but I'm supposed to be, you know, poor and nothing. And
impoverished.
That's impoverished, down. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's not, that doesn't help people. It doesn't help people.
So you two, you three have just really brought, I think, another point that we can say ROI of be good, do good looks like, which is it doesn't have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
I could have a company that employs families in a community, provides health insurance to people, provides benefit, puts people through life, if you will, and never look necessarily good, not, you know, be sponsoring the local charity run or something like that, but I can be doing that. So it doesn't have to look a certain way, and it gets to be consistent with our core values.
I think that's where we've morphed with the B4G, the whole thing is we thought, you know, there's all these nonprofits out here doing really good in socialpreneurs and this, but we've realized it's bigger than just that. The be good, do good mantra is a business model that people can sustain, and if they really focus on connecting with being good and doing good, they have a better chance of success. They just do.
And I totally agree. It is doing good in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. One company may want to be the one out very visually publicly giving away, and another may choose to just quietly keep their headquarters in small town,
yeah,
where they support the people who started with them. And does that show up on press releases? No. Mm-hmm.
No.
But are you doing good? Yeah, you're doing good for, you know, what brought you about. And yeah, what is your good?
It just like Jay was saying, it looks however it looks. It can look so many different ways. And as long as you're true to your heart and you know that you're doing the best you can do for your business, we get back to the four agreements. Do your best.
Correct.
So the takeaway for ourselves, the takeaway for our listeners, the takeaway for those we serve is to definitionally get in touch with what it means to be good and do good for you individually, mm-hmm. to identify that, to relate to it. What is the passion? Thank goodness for the Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure. What an incredible thing. I saw on Ryan's computer something there from Even Stevens. Thank good for Even Stevens. It's feeding people, right? Thank goodness for Dentists or Doctors Without Borders who are doing what they do. Those are all very different, right? But all needed. And so if we definitionally get in tune with what is important to us, and many times it's what impacted us in our life. Many times it's what we've been through or what we've seen in our family, right?
It looks different for so many.
It does. But then we spread it out. And I think so we definitionally get in tune with that. And then we do good, be good. It doesn't have to look a certain way. Nor do we necessarily have to be on the latest train or the latest bandwagon. Because there's a particular trend, or there's a particular disease, or there's a particular something. We can't change our core values or our business model every time something else becomes sexy.
Mm.
Right? I mean, there's some things, homelessness, poverty, healthcare, things like that, that are always been there. They're not just some sexy thing that's just happened and we jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we see a lot of that. I mean, how many Toms do we need in this world? You know, they took that. That is there. You know, you buy a pair of shoes, we give a pair of
Tom's.
Shoes.
Tom's Shoes.
Tom's Dick Shoes. And Harry's.
No, Tom's Shoes. You buy Tom's a pair shoes. Of shares, they give a pair, oh, of, shoes. Pair of shoes to Africa.
Oh,
it's kind of like the Even Stevens,
oh,
you know.
Man,
you buy a
I need
sandwich,
to read the
donate.
News more.
But how many of those companies do we need, and how many really are going to make a big impact? You know, if everybody is trying to be Tom's, or everyone is trying to be Even Stevens, you know, we're going to give away exact... There's only so many that you can do. And that's one form of good. But another form of good is, look, we're not going to give a pair of shoes to a poor kid in Africa, but we're going to help you buy shoes as cheaply as we can because we want to support people in this neighborhood, in this city. Yeah. That's another
and
do
people
good.
People have jobs.
Yeah.
That's another way.
Growing the local economy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. sustaining it.
I think we're really getting from this that the Be Good, Do Good is this huge thing that should be acknowledged, because it just isn't. There is so many business models and so many people that are going to tell you how to do your marketing, how to become sales, how to do sales right. And the funny thing is, after all of us here have been through a lot of that stuff, seen just about every kind of pitch, every kind of training, every kind of thing you have. But if you sift through it all, the end is be good, do good.
Yeah,
it really is. When you go to a sales training and they say, just be real to your client, you know, get to know the person,
build a relationship.
That's sales. Oh, that's just crazy talk right there.
Yeah,
Bobby, you're off the show. Okay. And yet, those are fundamentally acts of goodness. Those are fundamentally things that we have in common or that we want. You know, even down to the golden rule, to treat others as you would be treated.
Absolutely.
Could that be a business model? Could that be a core value?
In fact, you could even go with the platinum model. Treat others the way they want to be treated.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That model's been around for a long time.
I wanted a
pause because, you know, that's the reverence of that business model.
We didn't know we allowed you to come back and talk. you were still in timeout.
You can't keep me down. Everybody knows that you can't keep me down.
How many podcasts do the guests get to kick the host off the show? That's what I want to know.
Hey, it took 54. It took 54. We are there.
How many podcasts does it take? Now, it's probably less for other people.
But I'm still around.
Yeah, you're still good, Ryan.
With the purple shirt, too. You're looking good in that purple shirt, baby.
I don't even know what you did wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He just
gave crazy talk.
He called Kevin saying, that's crazy talk.
Crazy talk, that's crazy baby. Talk.
So I think another thing we should invite our listeners to do is to have courage in what they do. If I have a particular thing that I'm passionate about, even though other people aren't, even though it may not be as cool in my neighborhood or whatever, but that's what I feel strongly about, then be courageous and step into it. Lean into your passion. Lean into your core values. Lean into your truth.
That's the action item we were looking for today. That's
be courageous.
Stand up for your be good, do good.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up when it looks like you may be doing the thing that people are going to be annoyed with or whatever, but you know it's the right thing. You know it's the good thing. Have that courage.
Whatever it looks like.
Yeah.
Whatever it looks like, and it will look different, and it may not be popular. Or it may not be popular locally. It may be something you're in touch with, you know, elsewhere. Or things that we don't know about. Oftentimes, things that we don't understand or we don't know scare us. Yeah. And it's just because we don't know them yet.
Yeah. Awesome. Any last words, folks? How do you guys feel? Any Ryan?
Me.
Last word. Last word.
Last word, yeah. So if you're out there starting a business or you're in business, we want you to definitely take a look and see how maybe doing some small things that put good in your practice can increase your revenue.
That's crazy talk again.
Crazy talk.
Last word, Kevin.
I don't know if I can top what's been said. I'm just going to pass on.
Oh, he's doing a pass.
Wow. Kevin's doing a pass.
Oh,
are
man.
You doing a pass too?
Wow.
No, Jay, you got something to say. I can see it in your face. Come on.
We're gonna mic drop.
What's your last words? Come on, Jay.
Follow your bliss.
Ooh, there you go. See, I knew it was there. Guys, I just want to say thank you for being on the show and
consistently.
Consistently. But I also want to say thank you, Ryan.
Oh, you're welcome.
For just coming to me and say, Bobby, we need to get the word out that being good and doing good as a business model, people need to see.
Spread the good.
That is the true, magical, the secret, whatever you want to call it, to really being successful in life. Not just having lots of money, but being successful. Thank you, Ryan, for dreaming this crap up.
Yeah, thank you guys for going for the ride. And Michelle over there.
Welcome to the team, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
She'll be on camera sometime.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah, she's like shaking her head.
No, I don't think so. She's good.
Hey, we're getting voice. That's going the right way.
We're going to get her a mic. We are going to get her a mic one of these days. Then she'll be the voice.
Yeah. Before we do the hashtag, I spoke with Team 8 from Shawnee. I just want to do a shout out to them.
Awesome.
They're going through some things. So I just want to shout out to them today. So
shout out to teammates. Hi, Shawnee.
We love you guys.
Hi, everyone in Tremont and Garland, Box Elder County.
Yes.
they send their love and we send it back.
Awesome.
All right. Well, is that it? We're going to wrap it up here. We're going to do the hashtag.
Hashtag.
Be good, do good. Hashtag.
Be good, do good.
Hashtag.
Be good, do good.
Okay, Ryan, take us out.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good Show podcast. We want to thank all our fans and guests of the show. Be sure to check us out on all our social platforms on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, hashtag be good, do good.